Hello. Yes, we are moving from Korea to Turkey. It's a long ways to go. What I'm going to try to do is tell you a little bit about the social security institution in Turkey in moving towards universal health insurance. As you all know, in moving toward the universal health coverage based on the WHO report, there are three dimensions to consider. And those dimensions are, the first one is the population, extending the coverage to larger groups of people, looking into the services and expanding the benefits. And then the last dimension is cost, reducing cost, or especially out-of-pocket payments to those are covered under the health insurance programs. If we look at the Turkish health system before universal health coverage, what we observe is that there were five different health insurance programs with different or inequitable benefit packages. And these insurance programs were established beginning in mid-40s all the way to early 90s. They also had inadequate access to healthcare providers, and in 2003, only 67.2% of the population was covered by health insurance. Satisfaction was at 39.5%, and health expenditures as a percent of GDP was only at 5.3%. So with that in mind, Turkish government went through a significant health transformation program over a course of 10 years, a decade, and the goal was to enhance the health system, basically to strengthen governance, financing and delivery, expand health insurance to all citizens, and then increase access and improve public health. With that, the Social Security Institution was established in 2006 as a public entity. The institution is not only in charge of the universal health insurance, but they also are responsible for social security services as well as pension payments, so it's a fairly large institution. And these five existing diverse social security, social insurance programs were all unified under the institution between the years 2008 all the way to 2012. Eligibility and coverage were revised and extended, and benefit packages were equalized among all the five different social insurance, health insurance programs. Access to hospitals, all public hospitals are still being administered by the Ministry of Health, but the reimbursement, part of the reimbursement is under the Social Security Institution. So if we look at this chart, this chart gives us an idea about the universal health insurance. And you can see at the top of the chart, the Social Security Institution, those five different programs being unified, and you can see different roles of all the stakeholders within the system. What we've done is we wanted to look into the key factors that would be applicable to the institution in improving the health system. And based on a WHO study, we wanted to focus on four key areas: service delivery, health information, health financing, leadership, and governance. In the service delivery area, we wanted to first look into the percent coverage by universal health insurance. If you recall, early on, back in 2003, health insurance within those five different programs were at 67.2%. We wanted to check if that was extended to all citizens. And as you can see, in 2013, that number went up to 82%, which is a significant increase in the coverage, but still there is plenty of room to increase the health insurance to all citizens. Whenever the coverage increases, then of course demand for health care goes up. And you can see that by the number of hospital visits. We are presenting here the numbers back in 2002 and then beginning in 2009 going all the way to 2013. And when we compare just the number, total number of visits in 2013 versus 2002, we notice a more than 200% increase in the total number of visits. And the main increase is actually in the private sector than the other types of hospitals. Then the other question is, well, the demand side has gone up, and how does the supply side respond to that? We wanted to demonstrate that by looking at the number of hospitals back in 2002 and comparing that to the years 2009 all the way to 2013. And again, we just compare the numbers in 2013 versus 2002 in this chart. And although the overall increase is only at 31%, again, you can see that the private sector has more than doubled in 2013. With the health information, the SSI has a nationwide integrated health information system that connects the institution with healthcare providers for electronic claims, medical records, prescriptions, and even reimbursements. And this is a fairly sophisticated system to allow for analyticals and data mining, process mining, and documentation. On the finance side, the revenues of the health insurance is coming from the compulsory contributions at 12.5% of earnings. And in addition to that, state contributes significantly to the institution. And out-of-pocket payments, there are two types of out-of-pocket payments. Contribution payments that are being again deducted from patients' payrolls. And then additional fees paid directly to private institutions. So perhaps this is the reason why we see a significant increase in the private institutions, because private institutions are not only receiving public funds, but they're also getting private funds from patients. If we look at the revenues and expenditures of the SSI, the purple bars here are expenditures and the pink ones are revenues. Across the health transformation program, we see a 10% deficit. In this section, we also wanted to take a look at the expenditures although one of the goals of the health transformation program was to increase the health expenditures as a percent of GDP, as you can see, there has not really been much increase in the health expenditures, and it's still behind the other OECD countries. And all my headings actually changed. I guess this is what happens when you send the presentation ahead of time. On the leadership and governance at the SSI with regards to universal health insurance, it's a fairly large organization. Again, it's in charge of not only universal health insurance, but also social security programs. And they have four major directorates in charge of the universal health insurance. So again, if we look at these four areas, beginning with service delivery, we see significant increases in the percentage of covered individuals, which means high utilization. We see high increases in the number of hospitals, and also the benefits are fairly extensive. then that raises a question about the future affordability of the universal health insurance. On the health information side, there's a fairly sophisticated system, but the system has to be utilized to do more analyses to lead to cost-effectiveness studies and health outcomes. On the health finance side, what needs to be done is to look into the revenues and expenditures for specifically for the universal health insurance to see how revenues are covering the expenditures. And based on that, innovative models can be developed to control increases in healthcare expenses. And on the leadership and governance factor, efficient and productive usage of resources will lead into a better administration of the institution, and as well as improvements in work processes will also help. The last piece we've done is, and it's hard to see my heading in this slide, but we wanted to compare what WHO report had done when they analyzed the case of Turkey, and this was a study done in 2012. And what we observed was that their findings are pretty much in line with what we are observing. And they not only looked into those four areas, but they also looked into additional areas such as provider satisfaction, quality of care, and effective treatments for communicable, non-communicable diseases. So we see us being in line with what the report suggests. So that's what I like to present today. I can take questions, but I guess that's later.
Good idea.
Okay. All right. Thank you.